Hey everybody, it's Gwen Elliott here, and I'm doing my Start Something Big interview series, where we'll be interviewing one entrepreneur from every country in the world to share their story and their entrepreneurial journey. And really, this series is a reminder that we're all in this together, and we all have the power to start something big. So today, I am so excited to introduce my guest all the way in Mongolia, Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, Gerald Orgil. Gerald, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you so much for having me. It's such a great opportunity to be speaking to someone across the continent.
Of course, I gotta say, I mean, firstly, thank you so much for saying yes. It must have been a little bit weird, you know, getting a message from a Canadian girl saying, "Hey, I'd love to interview you on your entrepreneurial journey," but you said yes. Thank you.
Well, you don't get messages like that every day, so. I'll go for it.
I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Well, I'd love to share a bit about your entrepreneurial journey, and then we'll really get into it and talk about how you got to where you are today. So a bit about Gerald. So she is the founder of East Maven, a PR company that she started 2 years ago while working at the local Bloomberg television station in Mongolia. So after years of acquiring skills in pitching TV and working in both the UK and Mongolia, Gerald decided it was time to take the plunge and start a PR company offering professional services in the market that in the market that was a little touched by others. So she's also been involved in Startup Weekend in Mongolia, which is where I discovered Gerald. And she's been involved from the very beginning as a mentor and has extensive knowledge in creative development and marketing for startups. So Gerald, that's a very impressive bio. I mean, I remember reading also that you've lived in London for 8 years and that, you know, you worked your way up to a senior producer at Bloomberg. So tell us about how you started on your entrepreneurial journey.
Right. Well, you mentioned that I have such a great bio. I would beg to differ. I mean, my bio is very much will tell you stories of how diverse my work background is, really, because I've literally worked in anything from tech industry to banking sector, and then my latest career choice was in television. So, you know, from the very beginning, I really was into acquiring many different skills across many different fields to kind of personally develop myself in areas that could somehow kind of interconnect in many ways. So, when you work in a communications sector, you quite need to have many different levels of skills, and you have to have a very sort of diverse set of knowledge of many things. So I think from the very beginning, I chose a path to work in as many sectors as possible to really gain a deeper knowledge of all these sectors. So when I decided to start a business, to me, I always knew that I was going to do something that was sort of different from the sort of the set of. My personality is very much on based on choosing your own sort of path. Mm-hmm. So I always believed that I would do something that suits my own set of skills and suit my own individual sort of passion and individual goals. So I took the decision to start my business while I was working at the local Bloomberg television in Mongolia. Mm-hmm. Because I was kind of, I think every entrepreneur starts a journey just because they feel somehow, if I use this word, fed up, really. It's a very strong word, but I think everyone, I think, makes a decision to take a different direction in their career when they're really, really fed up. So I think I was kind of reaching that point. When I took this patient pain.
I gotta ask you, because some people, they get fed up and then they just give up, you know, they're like, oh, yeah. I can't do it. You become very complacent. But you decided to actually to do something about it and kind of go off on your own. And I'm wondering, what was that process like when you had the idea to start your own PR company, going from idea to actually saying, oh, I'm actually going to do this now? What was that like?
It wasn't for a lot of people, I think it might be quite, it might be a scary thought. But for me, it was a very much a smooth process. Because I anticipated to become an entrepreneur from a very long time. And for me, to take working with lots of people, surrounded by lots of interesting professionals. And from that environment, you kind of only go it alone. And I think that's the only difference, really. And apart from that, it's not much that you could, you know.
So it was actually a pretty smooth transition for you. So I got to ask, you know, on the entrepreneurial path, there's always those ups and downs. But what I really admire about you is that you've been acquiring all these skills working at different places, like working at a bank or working in TV. And so you really felt like it was time, you know, you could channel your fed upness into something really positive. But what has been one of your greatest challenges on your entrepreneurial path?
Right, okay. So in my opinion, I think I'm living in a country that has only 3 million people, population of 3 million, one of the biggest challenge I get across is probably the lack of sort of highly skilled, highly educated employees, because it's really tough to find someone really good for your business. I think this is sort of the number one challenge for me as a service provider business. So, and what I think the sort of you kind of constantly face a situation where you have to find sort of person, a skilled individual, you know, and train them up to the degree of skills you want them to be at, and it's a long process, and I think that's the biggest challenge for me. And then secondly, I think when you come to provide services in the market that probably not has reached its sort of maturity level, you kind of come up across that, you know, some of your customers, you have to really go to your customers and really think about how to educate them to the level of development that you want them to be at. And it's a long process as well. And it's tricky in many ways, but I think, you know, it's doable.
And what's it like as a female entrepreneur in Mongolia?
Actually, there are many, many girls doing lots of entrepreneurial endeavors, and I think for girls, I think Mongolian girls are very tough. They're very decisive, and I happen to represent, you know, a very large female entrepreneurs community in this country. So I'm happy to be to be one of them, and. Mongolia is known as a country for many, many sort of micro businesses who are mainly bricks and mortar businesses. And it's only recently that we are seeing young, sort of new emerging generation of people coming up with what you call sort of like innovative, sort of service-based startups. So we've kind of seen an increase in numbers of young people setting up. It could range from tech startups to cultural sort of art design startups. So yeah, we've got a range of many different startups in the country.
That's fantastic. I mean, one thing I know from in Canada right now is that there's kind of this divide between our parents' generation and, you know, entrepreneurs who are kind of starting out or have been working in the industry for under 10 years, and they're kind of, they don't really understand us. I'm curious what it's like for the generation ahead of you. Do they encourage entrepreneurship, or do they think that, you know, you guys are all crazy starting your own businesses and should just have a regular job?
I like to think that Mongolia has a very good, healthy soil for anyone who wants to do a business. And it's been, you know, Mongolia's been, it shifted to market economy over 20 years ago, and since it has been the country for entrepreneurialism. I mean, everyone does it, and every family has an entrepreneur. So it's a very accepted, you know, for children of the older age, you know, they are very much acceptable towards their kids becoming an entrepreneur. And it's not something, you know, it's not something that's frowned upon or anything. So yeah, it's a great career choice if you have the right mindset and if you have the right skill to go for it, really.
That's great to know. I mean, it's still, I feel like, you know, in North America, it's still something that is viewed as a special few kind of people can do. It's not like, it's getting really, really popular in the last, I guess, couple years, but I think we've got a lot to learn from you, you know, just support the innate skills. So I got to ask you, what is your vision for your company? Like, where would you love to be? Like, what's in your career?
So, I think I mentioned it a little before, because of the market size I'm operating in, it's literally very tiny, and there's limited things that you could do when you're in a small pond, and you're one of the few fishes in it. Fish in it. And so my ambition, my ultimate vision for my company is to actually go out of Mongolia and represent Mongolian brands, Mongolian corporate companies outside, and promote what is, you know, Mongolia. It could be the arts culture scene in this country, it could be the tourism, and really just challenge myself to do more of the global outreaching work. It could be export marketing, it could be many things, really. So yeah, I think my vision is to make my very small starting company an expert in global communication.
That's amazing. So if we you're really representing your country, holding your country on your back and what you're doing with your work. So, you know, if we start hearing a lot more about Mongolia, I'm coming back to you, Gerald, and saying this is you. That'll be good. Yeah. Well, hey, even, you know, saying yes and taking a risk and talking to me in Canada, you know, you never know who will see it through social media, who'll be like, you know, I don't really know much about Mongolia. Let's check this out. So, hey, let's hope this the right people see this video. Okay, so we're coming up on, love to do a quick lightning round of questions. Then I'd ask for your advice, and then how can viewers support you? So, quick questions. What is one thing that everybody needs to know about Mongolia?
It's known as being a very nomadic country, but whenever I talk about a subject, I talk about the people first. So I would like to say Mongolian people are very much resilient, and they are learning very fast. They constantly changing. So we are in a society where everyone's striving to be better, whether they are entrepreneurs or professionals. You know, everyone's striving to be better in this growing economy. So what I would say about it at this moment.
Love it. What are some of your favorite online resources that you use in your business or your life?
I actually tend to use a lot. I mean, I don't focus much on the sources itself, as long as it's got good content, it could be anything. I think I quite like to go on to fastcompany.com, which has a humongous amount of business advising resources. So one of those is probably the best website I would go to if I was looking for a business advice, entrepreneur advice. So,
love it. And then for social media, what are your favorite social media sites that you use?
I'm actually finding myself a little bit hooked on Instagram at this moment. Yeah, I think Instagram is an interesting one because you discover many different things.
I'm totally with you. I was kind of addicted to Instagram. I deleted it for the month on my phone because I needed to detox from being so attached to it. I love it though. I love it. So way too much fun. What is your top tip to get noticed in this really busy world?
I think for most people, it's probably about making yourself look different is probably the most common understanding. But for me, it's just to be yourself and share your knowledge as much as you can, and just be the person, go-to person for any given subject. I think that's the key.
Amazing. And any books that you suggest? Any great books that you think people should read?
You see, I'm not a great book reader, but I think the last one I wrote was called Baked In, and it was about how modern products should have a marketing baked into it. So yes, it's an interesting one for anyone creating a new product.
Cool, Baked In. Cool. I've not heard of it yet, so good to know. And what's your advice for anyone watching this today that maybe they're on the edge, they want to start, but they're afraid or something's holding them back? What advice would you give to that person?
Right. Well, you know, as long as you make the decision, I think you've already gone halfway. So once you make the decision to start something, I think the next step will be to commit to it. I mean, and as long as you can do. I think I find commitment is the biggest sort of roadblock for any kind of success, really. So as long as you make the decision, the rest is very much simple. So
that's a great message, especially nowadays when everyone can so easily get distracted. You have to stay committed. I appreciate that message. And my final question is, how do people who see this interview connect with you or support you? What's the best way to kind of stay in touch?
I can be reached on Twitter most of the time. My Twitter handle is Gerel, G-E-R-E-L. And yeah, other than that, you can reach me up for email anytime.
Well, that's how I got a hold of Gerel, everybody. You know, I sent a tweet. Yeah. And then we got in touch. Well, Gerel, is there anything else that you want to say about starting something big, or anything else that you want to share with anyone watching this today?
Well, I think when you talk about startup, as you said, it's kind of understood as this whole kind of different culture going on, and you know, there are this bunch of people who kind of expert in becoming entrepreneurs. In fact, it's not true. Anyone with great ideas, with passion and with great level of sort of commitment to really go for it, can do anything. And you just have to have the right soil, and you have to make sure you're at the right time and at the right, you know, place. So there you go.
That's perfect. And Gerel, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed and sharing your story. I am so appreciative. I know people are going to be really interested to learn more about you and, you know, introducing you in North America in a bigger way. You know, it's always great to get the word out there. So thank you so much, everyone. Be sure to follow Gerel on Twitter at G-E-R-E-L. And yeah, we just really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
And that was lovely. Thank you so much, too. All right.